Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. The river flows, and the person who steps into it is never the same. Each year, each moment, reshapes the current and the one who walks through it. This is the river of change, the endless renewal that life demands from every being that wishes to stay alive in truth. The Stoic understands this not as poetry, but as law. Existence is constant motion. The world is in flux. What resists decay falls into it faster. What adapts endures. To live without reflection is to sink beneath the surface of this current, dragged by the weight of past habits and the comfort of yesterday. The beginning of a year exposes that law. It reminds the Stoic that renewal is not a luxury, it is survival. The weak cling to the shore, calling for stability that does not exist. The strong wade into the flow, stripped of expectation, ready to shape themselves once again. To say, "New Year, New You," is not a slogan. It is a declaration of philosophical alignment with nature itself. Nature transforms endlessly. It sheds, burns, renews. The human being who imitates nature becomes invincible to time. The Stoic looks at the passage of a year and sees not an anniversary, but a mirror. Every day lived without discipline corrodes the soul's architecture. Every repetition of distraction erodes the will. The river carries away everything unanchored, and the Stoic must decide whether they will stand as stone or drift as debris. Change is inevitable, but growth is not. That is the central challenge of the year, to transform consciously instead of being reshaped unconsciously by circumstance. Heraclitus spoke of the river to remind humanity that identity is motion. What you are is what you are becoming. Every decision is a ripple that expands outward through the current of your life. To stand still mentally while everything moves is to fragment internally. The Stoic practices awareness as resistance against that fragmentation. Each reflection restores order. Each moment of still observation gathers strength against chaos. In the river of change, reflection is the anchor. The discipline of reflection is the first step in transformation. The modern person fears stillness because it forces confrontation. To reflect is to measure the distance between who you are and who you said you would become. It is to strip away distraction and look directly at the truth of your effort, your weakness, your habits. Marcus Aurelius wrote to himself, "Not to the world, because self-examination is the foundation of command." The journal was his mirror, his discipline, the proof that he lived in accordance with what he believed. To challenge yourself this year begins with that same act. Sit with the truth of your actions. Examine where you retreat into comfort, where you trade time for ease, where you speak of principles but live by impulse. Do not condemn, observe. The river does not hate the rock it wears away. It simply moves. Reflection must be the same, impartial, relentless, cleansing. Every Stoic must know where they stand before they can move forward with purpose. The river of change is indifferent to your goals, your wishes, your resolutions. It moves with or without you. The Stoic understands this indifference as sacred. The world owes nothing, and so every act of improvement must come from within. The current cannot be stopped, but the swimmer can become stronger. The challenge of the year is to align yourself with that motion, to move deliberately through what others drift through unconsciously. Change is constant, but evolution is chosen. That is where the Stoic separates from the crowd. The masses celebrate renewal with noise, with distractions, with shallow declarations. The Stoic performs renewal in silence. The ritual is internal. Wake earlier, act with more precision, detach faster, reflect deeper. The new year is not a calendar event. it is a battlefield between your old habits and your new standard. Each sunrise becomes a test of who commands your actions, your impulses, or your ideals. Reflection turns life into training. Each mistake becomes material for discipline. Each regret becomes direction. The river teaches without words, adapt or be consumed. The Stoic observes this and sees no tragedy, only order. The challenge of this year is to train your perception until it no longer resists reality. See the flow for what it is. Stop expecting ease. Stop romanticizing struggle. Accept the constant transformation as your element. The Stoic belongs in movement, not stagnation. The person who refuses reflection clings to false identities. They keep repeating last year's mistakes while calling them experience. They avoid silence because silence reveals decay. But to the Stoic, silence is sanctuary. It is where self-command is rebuilt. Every morning, reflection is a sharpening of the mind. Every evening review is a cleansing of the soul. The one who keeps this rhythm lives above the current, untouched by confusion, unbroken by time. The river of change does not care who you were. It only recognizes who you are becoming. That is its beauty and its cruelty. The Stoic embraces both. To walk into a new year is to accept erasure of ego, of pride, of the comfort of the familiar. To challenge yourself this year means to dissolve and reform, consciously and repeatedly, until you have stripped away everything that weakens your will. The river takes, but it also gives. It gives clarity to those who stop fighting its nature. The Stoic practices reflection to remain aligned with reality. They do not chase what changes, they adapt to it. They do not mourn what passes, they learn from it. This is how the Stoic moves through time unbroken. Life is not a straight line, it is a current. The new year is not a promise, it is a test. The challenge is to remain awake in motion. Every reflection is a stroke against ignorance. Every act of discipline is proof that you are still alive in truth. The modern world hides this simplicity behind noise. People fill their lives with distractions to avoid the confrontation of reflection. But the Stoic cuts through noise with awareness. They study themselves the way a warrior studies terrain. The battle is internal, fought against stagnation, weakness, and comfort. The New Year's challenge is not to do more, but to be sharper, to act without hesitation, to think without confusion, to move without attachment. Every reflection should end in direction. Ask yourself, what must be burned away? What habits have diluted your potential? What desires have enslaved your mind? The Stoic answers through action, not talk. Resolutions fail because they are based on excitement, not commitment. The Stoic challenges themselves daily, not annually. The new year is simply a reminder to return to this principle, to renew your war against the self that resists growth. The river of change reminds you that permanence is an illusion. Everything moves. Everything flows. To build strength, you must adapt to this motion. To gain clarity, you must accept its current. The Stoic does not curse the passage of time. They master it by moving in rhythm with it. Every reflection, every moment of self-awareness, is an act of alignment with nature. This is the first phase of transformation. This is how renewal becomes real. The Stoics' challenge this year is simple: to face themselves with absolute honesty, to reflect deeply enough to expose what must be rebuilt, to move through the river consciously, deliberately, and without resistance. The world will change whether you are ready or not. The Stoic makes readiness a way of life. They do not wait for conditions to improve. They adapt, they rise, they reflect. And through that reflection, they return to the flow stronger than before. This is what it means to live by the river of change, to meet every moment as a new beginning, to recognize that every thought, every breath, every decision is a chance to begin again. The Stoic does not step into the same river twice. Each step is transformation, each challenge is renewal, each reflection is rebirth. And that is the command of this year, to become new by choice, again and again, until discipline becomes your nature and change becomes your strength. First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. Epictetus. Commitment begins in silence. It is the moment when thought becomes direction, when reason defines the path, and when the Stoic decides that action will follow intention without hesitation. To commit is to declare internal sovereignty. The world is filled with those who wish, but few who command themselves. Epictetus understood this divide. The words he wrote were not philosophical decoration. They were orders meant to be followed. To say to oneself what one will be is not mere affirmation. It is a contract. Once spoken, it binds. Once accepted, it becomes law. Every Stoic must set this inner law. The modern person lives scattered, pulled by endless distractions and obligations. They say they want to change, but their actions betray uncertainty. Commitment demands alignment, thought, emotion, and behavior unified under reason. It is the rarest form of freedom, because it cannot be given or borrowed. It must be built through discipline. When Epictetus said to decide first what you will be, he was describing the architecture of identity. You cannot act with power until you know your design. You cannot lead yourself until you have defined who leads. To commit to transformation this year is to act under inner command. The Stoic treats each morning as a summons to duty. There is no negotiation with fatigue, no conversation with doubt. The command is given and the body obeys. This is not harshness, it is order. The Stoic does not need external validation to act. Their compass is internal. Their motivation comes from reason, not mood. Commitment turns discipline from effort into instinct. It hardens the will until choice disappears and duty remains. Many people confuse goals with commands. Goals depend on emotion. They rise and fall with inspiration. Commands endure because they are principle, not preference. The Stoic gives themselves few commands, but each is absolute. Wake early, train the body, restrain speech, observe thoughts, perform the work. These are not suggestions, they are obligations. Each command, once accepted, removes decision. In that removal lies freedom. The Stoic does not waste energy debating whether to act. The act is predetermined by reason. This is the inner command, the ability to issue orders to oneself and obey without resistance. It is the power that separates intention from execution. Without it, a person becomes a servant of impulses, swayed by comfort, fear, and distraction. With it, every moment becomes clear. There is no need for permission. There is no need for praise. Action follows logic. The Stoic lives by this rhythm, calm, exact, unyielding. In the world of noise, this kind of consistency becomes armor. The challenge of commitment lies in permanence. Many can begin strongly, but few can sustain the posture. The modern world conditions people for bursts, not endurance. The Stoic rejects this weakness. The inner command is not a moment of passion. It is a lifetime order. The will must be trained to endure monotony, repetition, and resistance. Epictetus taught that freedom is obedience to reason. To commit is to obey that reason without interruption, without complaint, without pause. The Stoic views each day as a test of alignment. When actions reflect principles, the day is successful. When emotions dictate behavior, reflection must correct it. There is no punishment in this correction, only adjustment. The Stoic does not break under failure. They study it, adapt, and return to command. Self-governance means constant calibration. It is the art of self-command, refined through repetition. The disciplined person lives like a general reviewing troops. Each thought, each reaction, each behavior must report to reason. Commitment also requires detachment from outcome. The Stoic does not act for applause or recognition. They act because reason demands it. This is why the Stoic remains unshaken by external results. Whether success or failure follows is irrelevant to the command itself. The order was right. The action was just. The discipline was maintained. This is the true victory, the integrity of process over the illusion of reward. To commit to the path of virtue is to choose process over outcome every day. The Stoic who lives under inner command radiates calm strength. Their decisions are deliberate, their movements precise. They conserve energy by removing unnecessary deliberation. The mind becomes still because the course is clear. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself to act as nature intended, to do what reason directs without delay. This is the same command echoed by Epictetus: define, decide, do. To think endlessly is to scatter. To act from clarity is to gather strength. Each command must be forged from reflection. What do you seek to embody? What does your nature require to reach its full form? The Stoic does not imitate others. They define their own code based on observation and truth. Once that code is written internally, it governs all motion. There is no confusion because there is no conflict between belief and action. The modern world suffers from this split. People speak one way and live another. The Stoic closes that gap. Alignment becomes identity. Commitment is not emotion. It is structure. It must be built piece by piece through ritual. Wake up and perform the morning duties. End the day with reflection. Keep promises, even the smallest ones. Each fulfilled command strengthens the mind's authority over the body. Each failure, when analyzed and corrected, builds precision. The Stoic uses routine as a forge. Through repetition, the will hardens. Through structure, freedom is achieved. The inner command must also extend to thought. The Stoic monitors the inner dialogue as strictly as external action. Thoughts are seeds of motion. If they are undisciplined, the outer life will follow. The Stoic trains thought to remain factual, objective, and detached. No exaggeration, no complaint, no wishful distortion. Thought must serve reason. This is how commitment expands from physical discipline into mental mastery. The mind becomes an instrument, not an obstacle. There is a quiet intensity in those who live this way. They do not need to announce their resolutions. Their actions speak with consistency. Their silence carries authority. Commitment eliminates drama. The Stoic does not fluctuate between motivation and despair. They operate from principle, and principle does not tire. Every act becomes expression of that principle. Each day lived under command strengthens the habit of clarity. To commit to the Stoic path this year is to give yourself to process without expectation of ease. The world will resist your structure. Distractions will call for your attention. Comfort will whisper rationalizations. The Stoic expects this and acts regardless. Resistance is not a problem. It is proof that you are moving against inertia. Each challenge faced without hesitation reinforces command. The Stoic thanks difficulty for revealing the strength of their alignment. The practice of commitment refines virtue. Courage becomes obedience to reason under fear. Temperance becomes obedience to reason under desire. Justice becomes obedience to reason under pressure. Wisdom becomes obedience to reason under uncertainty. Every virtue is sustained by inner command. Without it, virtues collapse into ideas. With it, they become action. This is how philosophy becomes life, through obedience to one's own reason. The Stoic does not confuse commitment with rigidity. Reason allows flexibility within principle. If a better path is discovered, the command adjusts. The key is that adjustment must come from clarity, not emotion. The inner command is dynamic, not stubborn. It adapts to truth, not comfort. This is what makes Stoic commitment different from blind persistence. It is loyalty to reality, not pride. The more one obeys reason, the stronger the command becomes. Doubt fades, because discipline creates evidence. Each day lived by principle reinforces trust in the self. The Stoic does not need inspiration, because their system sustains itself. Every completed duty becomes momentum. Every kept promise becomes reinforcement. In time, the gap between thought and action disappears. That is mastery, when reason speaks and the body moves instantly in agreement. The modern individual often feels fragmented because they live under too many conflicting commands, from society, from desires, from fear. The Stoic simplifies. There is only one authority, reason. Everything else is noise. To commit is to clear the field of conflict and obey what is highest. This simplicity produces peace. It eliminates anxiety by removing indecision. You know what to do, and you do it. The rest is outside your control. Epictetus's words echo through centuries because they are timeless instruction. Decide what you will be, then act accordingly. The Stoic understands that to decide is to bind oneself to action. Thought without follow-through is decay. Action without clarity is chaos. Commitment unites both. It makes thought serve execution, and execution express thought. This is the essence of Stoic integrity, to live without fracture between what is believed and what is done. The year ahead demands this kind of order. The challenge is not external, it is internal. It is the war between what you know and what you do. Every time you obey reason instead of emotion, you win that war. Every time you delay or excuse, you lose ground. Commitment turns life into battle readiness. You are no longer drifting, you are directing. You are no longer wishing, you are commanding. When you live under inner command, progress becomes inevitable. Each day carries weight. Each act builds upon the last. There is no wasted motion. You become a force moving through time with direction. The Stoic who lives this way does not seek motivation. They generate it. They do not look for purpose. They embody it. The world responds to that steadiness with respect, even if it does not understand it. To challenge yourself this year is to establish command and hold it. Define what you stand for. Write your internal code. Refuse to negotiate with your lower self. The river of change will continue to flow, but now you walk it with purpose. The Stoic's reflection becomes command. Their command becomes identity. This is commitment, the inner law that turns philosophy into life. The one who masters this lives in harmony with reason, unshaken by time, and fully alive in their own authority. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Aristotle. Discipline is the architecture of greatness. It is the invisible structure that supports every achievement, the unseen force behind every act of mastery. The Stoic does not wait for motivation. The Stoic does not depend on inspiration. They build themselves through repetition, through the quiet consistency that transforms effort into identity. Every day becomes a test of alignment. Every action becomes a declaration of who you are becoming. Aristotle's words describe the foundation of the disciplined life. Habits shape character. Character determines destiny. A single act means nothing without continuity. The Stoic understands that what is done daily defines what endures. The disciplined person lives by pattern, not impulse. Their strength comes not from occasional intensity, but from constant presence. Each morning they rise with purpose. Each night they reflect with order. The cycle repeats, forming the rhythm of mastery. The daily challenge is not dramatic. It is subtle, repetitive, and often unseen. The Stoic trains themselves to find value in repetition. They know that excellence is not forged in grand gestures, but in small, consistent actions performed without witness. To repeat a principle under pressure, to practice restraint when no one is watching, to execute the mundane with precision, this is the true discipline that builds an unshakable mind. The modern world glorifies intensity. The Stoic glorifies endurance. Each day carries the weight of opportunity. The Stoic measures their worth not by what they intend, but by what they complete. Thought without execution weakens the will. Action without reflection dulls purpose. Discipline unites both. It keeps thought sharp and action deliberate. The one who lives by discipline does not drift. They move with rhythm. They are predictable only in excellence. Their routine becomes a fortress against chaos. The disciplined life begins with simplicity. The Stoic strips away what is unnecessary until only the essential remains. They eliminate distractions, excuses, and emotional noise. They understand that discipline thrives in clarity. Complexity invites weakness. The more focused the routine, the stronger the will. Each repeated act becomes a brick in the structure of self-command. Each fulfilled obligation deepens the roots of character. The new year tests this structure. Many speak of transformation, few construct it. Resolutions collapse because they lack repetition. The Stoic sets no temporary goals. They commit to permanent standards, to rise early, to train the body, to study, to reflect, to speak truth, to act with justice. These are not seasonal aspirations, they are daily duties. The Stoic does not need the calendar to renew effort. Every dawn is New Year's Day. Discipline protects the mind from emotional drift. It transforms chaos into sequence. When the Stoic adheres to their routine, the mind becomes quiet because direction is clear. Decision fatigue disappears. There is no question of whether to act, only how well to execute the task at hand. This simplicity is the secret of freedom. To the undisciplined, repetition feels like confinement. To the Stoic, it feels like liberation. The predictable path frees them from internal confusion. Aristotle understood this. He taught that virtue itself is a habit. Courage is practiced through courageous acts. Temperance through restraint, justice through fair decisions, wisdom through reflection. The Stoic takes this truth into daily life. They practice what they wish to become. They do not wait to feel brave to act bravely. They act bravely until courage becomes instinct. Habit replaces hesitation. Virtue becomes reflex. This is how the disciplined person achieves excellence without effort. Through years of deliberate repetition. The daily challenge of the Stoic is simple, to show up fully every day. There will be no applause, no reward, no recognition. Only the quiet satisfaction of consistency. That satisfaction becomes strength. The Stoic learns to love repetition because repetition refines the self. The modern person seeks novelty. The Stoic seeks precision. The modern person chases stimulation. The Stoic pursues mastery. The difference lies in focus. Mastery requires endurance through monotony. The Stoic does not ask for easier days. They ask for sharper habits. They measure success by adherence, not outcome. Whether results come or not is irrelevant. The process itself is victory. This mindset builds resilience. The one who focuses on habit cannot be broken by circumstance. they are grounded in practice. Storms may come, but their actions remain steady. Their consistency becomes armor. Their discipline becomes identity. The disciplined person treats time as sacred. Every hour wasted weakens structure. Every indulgence fractures integrity. The Stoic uses time as a craftsman uses tools, carefully, intentionally, with precision. They know that days are not renewable. Each one used well strengthens the foundation of command. Each one wasted corrodes it. This awareness gives discipline urgency. It transforms daily life into ritual, where every action has meaning. To live by discipline is to accept discomfort as teacher. The Stoic understands that comfort dulls excellence. Pain refines. Each act of endurance hardens resolve. The daily challenge is not about grand victories, but about winning small internal battles against laziness, distraction, fear, indulgence. Every time reason wins, the mind becomes sharper. Every time discipline triumphs, the will grows. This quiet battle defines the year more than any resolution ever could. Habit is the bridge between potential and reality. Without it, intention dissolves. The Stoic builds this bridge daily. They understand that repetition rewires the mind. What is practiced becomes preference. What is consistent becomes identity. At first, discipline feels forced. With time, it becomes natural. Eventually, it becomes enjoyable. The Stoic reaches the point where the absence of structure feels wrong. That is when transformation becomes permanent. Discipline also means forgiveness, not indulgence, but recalibration. When failure occurs, the Stoic does not spiral. They return to order immediately. The mistake is observed, understood, corrected. No emotional narrative is attached. The disciplined person does not confuse failure with defeat. They see it as feedback. The goal is not perfection, but constancy. Every day is another chance to strengthen the pattern. Consistency, not flawlessness, creates power. The Stoic treats their environment as an extension of discipline. Order around them reflects order within. A clean space, a structured schedule, a deliberate diet, a purposeful plan. Each contributes to inner calm. The world outside the Stoic is chaotic, but their personal environment remains controlled. This control reinforces the command of the mind. Discipline begins in the small, the desk, the room, the schedule, and radiates outward to encompass the entire life. Every repeated action carries moral weight. To act carelessly is to train carelessness. To act precisely is to train excellence. The Stoic lives with this awareness. They know that the smallest acts accumulate. The way one walks, speaks, writes, trains, each expression of discipline reinforces the mind's command over the body. Nothing is trivial. The repetition of small perfections builds the posture of greatness. The Stoic understands that every detail reflects philosophy. Discipline creates clarity because it removes choice. When action is habitual, thought is reserved for higher decisions. The Stoic does not waste time on trivial debates. Their routine handles what others struggle with daily. This mental economy multiplies energy. The disciplined person appears tireless, not because they have more energy, but because they waste none. They conserve attention by systematizing behavior. Their calm efficiency is a byproduct of structure. The new year invites grand plans, but the Stoic reduces everything to the daily level. One day lived with precision is worth more than a month of vague intention. The Stoic focuses on today's challenge, the task directly before them. To execute one action well, to keep one promise, to complete one duty with excellence, this is enough. The accumulation of such days forms destiny. Greatness is nothing more than a long sequence of ordinary days done correctly. Aristotle's insight reveals a truth about permanence. Habit is the only form of immortality available to human beings. What you do repeatedly outlives motivation, emotion, and circumstance. It carves grooves in the soul. The Stoic uses this law consciously. They decide which grooves to deepen, which to abandon. Discipline gives them the chisel. Through repetition, they sculpt themselves into alignment with virtue. Discipline also requires solitude. Reflection strengthens focus. The Stoic withdraws regularly to review conduct and renew intention. In these moments of silence, they observe where discipline has weakened and where it has held. They reset without drama, without guilt. Silence is maintenance. It keeps the machinery of discipline smooth. Without solitude, repetition becomes mechanical. With it, repetition remains conscious and pure. The disciplined Stoic moves through the world with quiet certainty. Their presence is steady, their manner restrained. They do not chase approval because excellence is its own satisfaction. Their confidence comes from evidence, from thousands of completed actions that built unshakable trust in themselves. They have proven through repetition that they can rely on their own word. This self-reliance is the essence of freedom. The daily challenge of this year is to turn ideals into habits, to act with consistency until the right choice becomes automatic, to transform thought into rhythm. Every day is a test of loyalty to one's own standards. The Stoic rises, acts, reflects, repeats. They do not need new motivation because they live within a system that generates its own momentum. Each day feeds the next. Discipline becomes perpetual motion. The modern mind looks for shortcuts. The Stoic builds systems. Systems outlast willpower. Systems protect focus. Systems make excellence inevitable. The disciplined life is built on such systems: morning rituals, study blocks, training schedules, evening reflections. The Stoic designs these structures carefully, not as prisons, but as fortresses. Within them, freedom thrives. Discipline is not restriction, it is reinforcement. The Stoic knows that success is not in the future, it is in the repetition of the present. The future is built minute by minute, act by act, choice by choice. The daily challenge is to conquer the present completely. Once the present is mastered, the future cannot fail. The Stoic does not chase results. They master moments. The accumulation of mastered moments becomes destiny fulfilled. Discipline transforms the new year from a concept into a command. It turns "I will try" into "I will do." It replaces dreams with direction. The Stoic accepts the year as a field of repetition, each day an opportunity to prove constancy. This is how transformation happens, quietly, daily, deliberately. The disciplined person does not announce their challenge, they live it. This year, excellence will belong to those who endure the ordinary with precision, to those who keep the schedule when no one watches, to those who train the mind as they train the body, to those who act from reason when emotion tempts surrender. The Stoic's challenge is not to seek ease, but to sustain order. Every day is a battlefield where discipline wins or loses. The one who wins enough days becomes unbreakable. Discipline is the proof of self-respect. It is how the Stoic honors their potential. To neglect discipline is to waste life's opportunity. To uphold it is to fulfill one's design. This is the challenge of the year: to live with deliberate rhythm, to act with precision, to repeat virtue until it becomes nature. The Stoic who achieves this no longer depends on willpower. They have transcended it. They have become their own law. The disciplined life is simple, direct, unshakable. It flows with the rhythm of nature, steady, consistent, powerful. The Stoic who builds it becomes a force of equilibrium in a chaotic world. They no longer chase balance, they embody it. Every day lived in discipline is a victory over chaos. Every repetition is a declaration of mastery. Every habit formed is a step closer to excellence. And that is the meaning of the New Year's challenge, to become through repetition what reason has already defined. A being of order, purpose, and calm strength. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. Marcus Aurelius. The Stoic does not curse obstacles. They study them. They do not flee from resistance. They transform it. Adversity is not an interruption of progress. It is progress itself. Marcus Aurelius understood this truth. What blocks the path refines the traveler. What delays success strengthens preparation. The Stoic accepts this law with calm authority. The obstacle is not a punishment, it is instruction. It exists to reveal what strength you still lack. The world often teaches avoidance. It conditions people to interpret hardship as error, as though comfort were the natural state of life. The Stoic rejects that illusion. Nature designed growth through resistance. A tree that grows without wind collapses under its own weight. A mind that never faces difficulty remains weak and confused. The Stoic knows that each challenge carries within it a demand for evolution. Pain points to areas of immaturity. Struggle reveals potential. Adversity, therefore, is not an enemy, but a mirror showing what must still be mastered. The new year invites this perspective. As life unfolds, obstacles will appear. Plans will break, systems will strain, and patience will thin. The Stoic expects this and prepares. They train the mind not to wish for easier conditions, but for greater capacity. When Marcus wrote that the impediment to action advances action, he meant that every hindrance, when faced with discipline, becomes fuel. The blocked path does not end the journey, it forces a higher route. Each difficulty carries a lesson embedded within it. The Stoic studies that lesson as a craftsman studies raw material. The obstacle becomes a tool. Rejection builds detachment. Fatigue builds endurance. Failure builds precision. The disciplined person does not ask, "Why is this happening?" They ask, "What is this for?" That shift transforms frustration into mastery. When you interpret every barrier as an invitation to adapt, you become unstoppable. No situation can make you smaller because every situation can make you stronger. Adversity strips away illusion. It shows who acts and who only speaks. It reveals whether your principles are decoration or armor. The Stoic welcomes this test because it brings clarity. In comfort, everyone seems virtuous. In struggle, only the disciplined remain. The Stoic does not seek pain, but accepts it as part of reality. To live according to nature is to accept the cycles of hardship as necessary. No person can call themselves strong until they have stood unshaken in the face of loss, failure, or rejection. The modern world fears discomfort, yet all progress requires it. Every skill, every virtue, every discipline is forged through difficulty. The Stoic sees adversity as the training ground of reason. To keep composure when events collapse is proof of command. To act justly while wronged is evidence of moral strength. To persist when outcomes betray effort is victory of will. These are not abstract ideas, they are daily opportunities. Life constantly presents obstacles, and each one is a test of your philosophical readiness. The obstacle becomes the way when perception is mastered. The Stoic does not let emotion define interpretation. They see things as they are, not as they fear or hope. When faced with difficulty, they first control the viewpoint. "This is not disaster," they tell themselves. "This is material for growth." That single reframe changes everything. Fear turns into focus. Resistance turns into resolve. The mind becomes an ally rather than a saboteur. The first command in adversity is always perception. Action follows perception. Once the Stoic sees clearly, they move decisively. They do not retreat into self-pity or endless analysis. They ask, "What can be done now?" This focus on action transforms paralysis into progress. Even a small act of reason under pressure restores strength. Marcus wrote his reflections in war camps, surrounded by uncertainty, yet his calm endures through centuries. His composure was not inherited, it was trained through adversity. That is the example every Stoic follows. Every challenge contains three possible outcomes: resistance, reaction, or reform. Resistance is denial, the refusal to accept what is. Reaction is chaos, the loss of control. Reform is mastery, the transformation of hardship into order. The Stoic lives in the third state. They absorb difficulty and convert it into discipline. The harder the challenge, the stronger the form that emerges. Adversity becomes the sculptor of character, and the Stoic learns to thank the sculptor for its precision. Growth demands friction. Without pressure, there is no refinement. The Stoic trains to meet resistance with steadiness, to meet insult with silence, to meet failure with study. Each obstacle becomes another exercise in composure. The new year will bring them as surely as the sun rises. The question is not whether hardship will appear, but whether you will meet it with reason or emotion. Those who meet it with emotion collapse. Those who meet it with reason rise. To transform obstacle into path, the Stoic cultivates three traits: clarity, courage, and consistency. Clarity sees the situation without distortion. Courage acts without hesitation. Consistency repeats the response until it becomes nature. These three turn misfortune into instruction. Without clarity, emotion blinds you. Without courage, fear freezes you. Without consistency, progress fades. The Stoic sharpens all three through daily practice, knowing that adversity will test each in turn. Marcus Aurelius faced betrayal, plague, and war, yet his writings radiate serenity. He understood that peace is not the absence of hardship, but mastery within it. The Stoic follows this example. They do not wait for ideal conditions. They act within chaos. They do not postpone composure until the world improves. They bring composure to the world as it is. This inversion is what gives the Stoic power. The external no longer commands the internal. Adversity also refines humility. When faced with events beyond control, the Stoic remembers the limits of human power. They cannot dictate outcome, only conduct. They cannot control fate, only response. This humility does not weaken, it strengthens. It removes arrogance and replaces it with focus. The Stoic learns to distinguish what belongs to them and what belongs to fortune. Once this separation is clear, peace follows naturally. Every obstacle reveals a truth about attachment. What you resist most strongly often exposes where you depend too heavily. The Stoic uses adversity to locate these attachments. When something threatens comfort, reputation, or expectation, reflection must follow. Ask, "Why does this disturb me? What belief makes this event unbearable?" The answer always leads back to attachment, to desire for control over the uncontrollable. The Stoic breaks that attachment, and in doing so, the obstacle loses power. Adversity also teaches patience. Progress under hardship is slower, but deeper. The Stoic accepts delayed outcomes without frustration, because they measure success differently. Their measure is endurance, not speed. Each day endured in dignity is progress. Each challenge faced without complaint is victory. The modern person rushes toward results. The Stoic builds foundation. When storms pass, the foundation remains. That permanence is worth more than any temporary comfort. Pain is information. It signals where effort must be directed. The Stoic does not suppress it, they study it. When the mind learns to see discomfort as instruction, fear dissolves. You stop asking for relief and start asking for strength. This shift marks the difference between victimhood and mastery. The Stoic accepts suffering as part of the human condition, but refuses to let it define the self. They use it as the raw material for growth, refining emotion into insight. Adversity also renews gratitude. When life becomes difficult, small blessings regain their weight. The Stoic learns to value simplicity, a clear sky, a functioning body, a steady breath. Gratitude restores perspective and prevents despair. Even in hardship, there is always something within control. Thought, attitude, conduct. Focusing on these restores order. Gratitude and discipline together form the Stoic's antidote to chaos. The obstacle becomes the way because it forces evolution. Each difficulty demands adaptation. Those who resist change decay. Those who adapt advance. The Stoic chooses adaptation. They evolve through adversity by asking what skill, what strength, what virtue must be built to face this properly. The answer becomes the next task. Life becomes a continuous exercise in refinement. No moment is wasted because every event serves the purpose of becoming stronger. The disciplined Stoic carries calm through storms. They walk through noise untouched. They endure insult without hatred, loss without collapse. Their peace is active, not passive. It is strength restrained. This posture is built through years of facing resistance without fleeing it. The obstacle once feared becomes familiar terrain. The Stoic learns to navigate it as naturally as others avoid it. Difficulty becomes comfort because it is the element of growth. When life narrows your path, remember that the obstacle is not separate from destiny. It is woven into it. Every hardship that appears was meant to appear. The Stoic sees this and wastes no time wishing otherwise. Acceptance replaces resentment. Once accepted, the obstacle becomes manageable. You can only fight what you deny. The Stoic does not deny reality. They align with it. Alignment turns chaos into structure. To meet adversity properly, the Stoic maintains discipline in perception, reason in decision, and steadiness in action. They separate what can be controlled from what cannot. They act where they have power and accept where they do not. This simple division keeps them free under any condition. It is the same freedom Marcus found in the midst of empire, the same freedom every Stoic can find in daily life. Each obstacle is a test of composure. Each delay tests patience. Each loss tests detachment. Each insult tests temperance. Adversity exposes whether philosophy lives only in thought or breathes in behavior. The Stoic welcomes these tests because they purify. They reveal weakness so it can be replaced by strength. They burn away pretense until only virtue remains. The harder the test, the clearer the truth. The new year will bring obstacles. The Stoic does not dread them. They prepare for them. Preparation replaces panic. Each potential hardship is visualized and rehearsed mentally. This practice, called premeditatio malorum, turns uncertainty into readiness. When the event comes, the Stoic is already composed. The mind meets reality with calm recognition, not shock. This is how adversity loses its sting, through anticipation and training. Adversity also teaches scale. It shows how small individual problems are against the vastness of existence. The Stoic steps back and sees the event from a cosmic perspective. Empires fall, generations vanish, and yet life continues. This awareness dissolves self-importance and restores proportion. The current obstacle, once magnified by emotion, becomes manageable under reason. Perspective is power. When you live this way, nothing can truly harm you. Misfortune becomes fuel. Difficulty becomes instruction. Delay becomes refinement. Every obstacle feeds your growth. This mindset is invincible because it transforms everything into benefit. Marcus called this the art of turning adversity to advantage. The Stoic lives this art daily. They are never at war with life because every event, even painful ones, contributes to strength. The one who accepts adversity as teacher becomes calm under any sky. They cease demanding ease and begin building endurance. Their character becomes weatherproof. The storms of fate no longer move them. They move within them. The obstacle is no longer the enemy. It is the arena. The Stoic walks into that arena each day with quiet confidence, knowing that the challenge ahead is not destruction, but transformation. This year's challenge is to embody this truth, to treat every difficulty as an ally, every setback as instruction, every obstacle as material. The Stoic does not wait for perfect conditions to act. They act because condition itself is the training. The new year will test your patience, discipline, and resolve. Let it, welcome it. The more resistance you face, the stronger you will become. The more obstacles you encounter, the clearer your purpose will be. The obstacle is the way. It always has been. The Stoic learns to move forward, not in spite of it, but through it. What stands in the way becomes the next exercise of virtue. Each difficulty faced with reason advances your strength. Each setback met with composure deepens your wisdom. In this way, adversity ceases to be opposition. It becomes transformation. That is the Stoic path. That is the New Year's challenge, to rise through resistance until nothing external can block the will that lives in accordance with reason. Think of yourself as dead. You have lived your life. Now take what's left and live it properly. Marcus Aurelius' renewal begins with death, not of the body, but of attachment. The Stoic understands that to live properly, one must first release the grip of yesterday. Each day that passes is gone forever. Each year that closes is a life completed. Marcus Aurelius saw this clearly. The person you were has already lived their course. What remains is unclaimed time. A smaller portion, sharper, more deliberate. The Stoic faces this truth without sentiment. They see the past as finished architecture and the present as the only place where construction can still occur. The phrase, live what remains, is both command and liberation. It demands urgency without panic, clarity without nostalgia. To live what remains is to wake each morning without debt to memory. Regret dissolves because reflection has already done its work. The Stoic does not mourn the past year. They extract its lessons, burn its illusions, and carry only the refined essence forward. Renewal requires this purification. Without it, you drag the weight of unfinished emotion into the present, slowing every act of progress. The new year represents this moment of philosophical rebirth. It is not celebration but ceremony. The shedding of old forms. The Stoic uses it as a psychological turning point. They take inventory of conduct, examine the residue of attachment, and decide what will not follow them into the new cycle. Weak habits, stale ambitions, toxic opinions, and unexamined desires, all are left behind. In their place comes direction. The Stoic begins again, not as continuation, but as transformation. To think of oneself as already dead is to remove hesitation. When you realize that time is already spent, fear loses leverage. procrastination dissolves. What remains is clarity, a ruthless focus on what matters. The Stoic uses mortality as a lens through which all priorities are seen. Every decision is weighed against this question. Does this honor what little remains? That awareness burns away distraction faster than any motivational slogan. Death becomes a teacher that demands action, not avoidance. The modern person clings to identity as if permanence were possible. They say, "This is who I am," and make a prison of it. The Stoic rejects that illusion. Identity is fluid. It should be updated as understanding deepens. The new year is an opportunity to rewrite the code. The Stoic asks, "What part of myself has expired? What beliefs no longer serve the truth I now see?" Renewal begins in that inquiry. To live properly, one must live freshly, not by repeating the same emotional script, but by writing a new one through action. Living what remains means stripping life down to essentials. The Stoic reduces noise until only purpose remains. What once seemed urgent becomes irrelevant. What once consumed time now appears trivial. This clarity is the reward of reflection. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself daily that everything external changes and decays. To invest emotion into transient things is to trade eternity for dust. The Stoics' challenge is to anchor in the unchanging, virtue, reason, composure, and let the rest pass unresisted. Renewal demands detachment from both failure and success. The past's achievements have no weight here. They are already complete. Pride in them is as useless as shame in mistakes. The Stoic carries neither. They move light, unburdened, ready to act anew. Each morning is an empty page, and the Stoic writes on it without nostalgia. Renewal is not about improvement in the eyes of others, but realignment with internal law. The goal is not to become better than before, but truer. To live what remains properly means to stop postponing the disciplined life. Marcus spoke against delay. You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think. This awareness sharpens every moment. The Stoic who lives this way wastes no time in distraction or resentment. They do not argue with reality, they operate within it. They treat each hour as if it were final, not with anxiety, but with respect. Time becomes sacred, and discipline becomes devotion. The renewal of the Stoic is not loud. It happens in silence, in the precision of thought, in the refusal to indulge the same emotional loops that ruled before. They start over cleanly, as nature does each season. The past dissolves into the rhythm of progress. Every reflection sharpens perspective. Every action redefines the self. In this renewal, life becomes lighter. The Stoic stands present, neither chasing what has gone nor fearing what will come. Renewal also means forgiveness, not emotional indulgence, but philosophical acceptance. People, events, and choices are seen as parts of a larger natural order. To forgive is to align with reality. Resentment binds the mind to the past. Acceptance frees it. The Stoic lets go because holding on achieves nothing. The dead cannot be resurrected, and the done cannot be undone. To live what remains, one must travel without baggage. This is freedom. In renewal, the Stoic redefines ambition. They no longer chase status, wealth, or approval as ends. They pursue excellence as duty, virtue as craft. The measure of success becomes internal coherence. Our thought and action aligned, our words and deeds harmonious. The Stoic measures by this inner metric. Renewal makes this possible because the noise of external validation fades. The quiet of the disciplined mind replaces it. To live what remains is to live deliberately. Every action becomes a conscious act of self-definition, Every response reveals the level of command. The Stoic trains this awareness through routine. Morning reflection sets intention. Daytime practice reinforces it. Evening review tests it. This rhythm turns philosophy into life. Renewal, then, is not a single act, but an ongoing cycle. Daily death, daily rebirth, daily realignment with virtue. The New Year's challenge is not to become someone else, but to become the one you were meant to be. The version stripped of excuses, fears, and dependencies. That version already exists within you, buried under distraction. Renewal is excavation. The Stoic digs through layers of noise until they uncover the calm core beneath. Once found, they protect it fiercely. They guard their peace with the same intensity others guard their possessions. The awareness of mortality grants simplicity. When you accept that the remainder of your life is limited, complexity fades. You begin to see which actions waste your energy and which enrich your existence. The Stoic chooses minimalism of the mind. They reduce thought to essentials. They reduce speech to truth. They reduce desire to necessity. This mental discipline transforms every hour into progress. Nothing is trivial to the one who knows time is short. Living what remains properly means serving reason above all. The Stoic recognizes emotion as a signal, not a command. They feel, but they do not obey feeling. Each reaction passes through the filter of logic. This separation from impulse defines renewal. It ensures that the new life being built is governed by stability, not chaos. The Stoic builds structure within the self, and through that structure, freedom emerges. Renewal also transforms the perception of loss. What you lose each year, relationships, opportunities, time, does not diminish life, it refines it. Absence clarifies what truly matters. The Stoic does not chase what has departed. They honor its place in the story and move forward lighter. Every loss becomes instruction in impermanence. The more deeply this truth is accepted, the less fear remains. Renewal begins where fear ends. The act of renewal requires solitude. The Stoic withdraws from noise to hear reason clearly. In silence, reflection sharpens. The mind observes itself, measures progress, and adjusts course. This retreat is not isolation, it is maintenance. Just as the warrior sharpens their blade before battle, the Stoic sharpens the mind before engagement with life. Renewal cannot occur in constant distraction. It requires space, not external, but internal. Renewal also means gratitude. The Stoic gives thanks for survival, for awareness, for another chance to live in accordance with nature. Gratitude transforms repetition into reverence. Even ordinary routines gain significance when seen through this lens. The disciplined person sees each breath as opportunity. They treat each moment as a privilege. Gratitude anchors the mind to the present, protecting it from anxiety and regret. When the Stoic lives this way, time expands. The days may be few, but their quality intensifies. Each moment is lived fully, observed completely, executed precisely. The past ceases to haunt, and the future loses its threat. The Stoic stands in the center of time, unbroken, unhurried. They have already died to illusion and been reborn into awareness. What remains is purpose, pure, uncorrupted, clear. Marcus Aurelius's command is not morbid, it is awakening. To think of yourself as already dead is to free yourself from hesitation. The worst has already happened in theory, so nothing in reality can terrify you. This mindset produces fearlessness. It invites action without delay, courage without approval, clarity without confusion. The Stoic acts because they understand that life is finite and therefore sacred. Renewal, in this sense, is reverence expressed through discipline. To live what remains properly, The Stoic must remain unattached to outcome. They perform duties because they are right, not because they guarantee success. This detachment keeps the will pure. The external world cannot corrupt a mind governed by virtue. The Stoic moves through triumph and tragedy alike with steady grace. Renewal means reaching this equilibrium where outer change no longer disturbs inner order. Each new year offers the illusion of infinite opportunity, but the Stoic knows better. They treat it not as a promise but as a privilege. Time is rationed. Every decision spent on triviality is a theft from meaning. This realization is not depressing, it is clarifying. It forces precision. It brings life into focus. The Stoic learns to protect their attention as sacred ground. Distraction is exile, focus is home. The one who lives what remains properly does not chase happiness. They embody peace. They stop measuring success by emotion and start measuring it by alignment. Peace is not a feeling. It is the natural state of a mind governed by virtue. When you live in this state, renewal is constant. Each day refreshes itself. The past no longer stains the present. The Stoic moves cleanly through time, leaving no residue of regret. The renewal of this year is not about change for appearance. It is about purification for truth. The Stoic cleanse the mind as one sharpens a blade, removing rust, restoring edge, returning to function. Every reflection cuts deeper into illusion. Every act of discipline polishes the surface. The result is clarity, the ability to see life as it is and act accordingly. That is what it means to live properly. The challenge of this year is simple but absolute: to treat each moment as if it were both first and last, to wake as though newly created and to sleep as though complete, to waste nothing, to regret nothing, to act always in accordance with reason. The Stoic who achieves this lives beyond time. They no longer count years, they live them fully. Each day is both beginning and ending, both life and death, both loss and renewal. This is the Stoic's final reflection for the year. What remains is enough. You are not waiting for another life to begin. You are already within it. Live what remains with dignity, clarity, and calm strength. Leave the past where it belongs. Burn what no longer serves. Guard your reason. Honor your duty. Breathe fully. This is the proper way to live. Awake, unburdened, and entirely present in what is left.